I got a text this morning from a guy learning in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and it reads as follows. How makbid should one be not to sleep in a room alone? A lot of poskim seem to hold that one should try never to sleep in a room alone because of some sort of mazik. And they say that if you have no choice, you should leave the door open and or have a light on in the room. I found that if Nevisal holds, just leave the door unlocked. So to what extent do we need to be makbid about this? So I thought that is an interesting 10-minute halacha topic. So that's what we're going to talk about today. This topic begins with a Gemara Maseches Shabbos and Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that it's aser to sleep in aser lishon bebayis yichidi, that you're not allowed to sleep in a room all alone, in a house all alone. And the Gemara says that if one does so, then there's going to be mazikin. He's going to be subject to some sort of spirit that's going to be damaging to him for sleeping in a room alone. So first off, let's discuss, is this only at night or is this even during the daytime? So the Rif and the Rush quote the Gemara, but with an alternate girsa. Their girsa in the Gemara is balayla, that you're not allowed to sleep alone at night. Dafka at night, it sounds like. Magen Avraham, Reish Lamentes, Sivkat Zayin, does not mention night. He just quotes the Gemara the way we have it. But the Machsa Shekel, commenting on the Magen Avraham, says, yeah, the Magen Avraham means nighttime. It's only at night. In Nimuke HaGriv, on the Rambam, in the 12th paragraph of Hilchos Rotzeach, Halacha Dalid, he points out that the Gemara in Pesach and Daf Kuf Yubeis, you know, in the 10th paragraph of Pesach, and there are a few dapim where we get into some of this mazikin stuff, some of the heebie-jeebie mazikin stuff. So Pesach and Zugos, you know, all that business. So Pesach and Kuf Yubeis, it says not to go out alone at night. And Pesach and Daf Kuf Yud, it says that Yashen is Kiyotze L'Derech, that sleeping is like going out on the road. So if going out, so the Nimuke HaGriv just puts two and two together, that if going out on the road alone is only an issue belayla, then sleeping is also lechora only an issue bichidi belayla, when you're going to sleep alone at night. Sfas Emes on the Gemara in Shabbos explains that the context of protection from Chaya, meaning the Gemara and Shabbos over there was talking about dangers that are posed by certain wild beasts and animals and things like that. So what does that have to do with sleeping alone in a house? It has nothing to do with wild beasts, l'chora. So he says, oh, now we understand, because sleeping at night is kemisa, and the halacha is, the Gemara says in Brachos and Zayin, that a Chaya is not afraid of a mace, that the fear, that natural fear that an animal has for a human being only applies to a live human being, not to a dead human being. So if sleeping is like misa, then a Chaya is not going to be afraid of the person. So Sfasem says this makes a lot of sense if this is limited to nighttime. However, many Achronim quote from the Zohar and Parshat Tazria, where the Zohar seems to imply that the Yisr applies even during the daytime. Veishal Avram Mibachach in Simon Reish Lamentes says that the Zohar holds that even being alone in the house awake is problematic. In the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says, no, it's only at night. It's not. It's certainly not during the day, and certainly not when a person is awake. So it would seem the pashtus is that it's certainly only when a person is sleeping, but it's only a problem with a person sleeping. But seems to be a machlokas whether it's only a nighttime sleep or even a daytime sleep. Some poskim suggest only sheinas keva. Now, another interesting point over here is that this Gemara is not mentioned in the Rambam nor in the Shulchan Aruch. There is a little kuntras, a little sefer called Omer HaShikha, Omer with an Aleph. Omer HaShikha, the one who's saying the things that are forgotten. It's a cute name for a sefer, it's a gimmick, it's a shtick. The whole sefer is about halachos that the Rambam forgot to quote, or halachos that the Shulchan Aruch forgot to quote, meaning halachos that are in the Gemara, and no one argues, but somehow didn't make it into the Rambam or the Shulchan Aruch. So in the Omer HaShikha, he says this halacha is one such halacha. Didn't make it into the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch. Magen Avraham quotes it, the Shulchan Aruch Rav quotes it, Kaf HaChaim quotes it. I mean, all the Achronim quote it, but it's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. So why is it not mentioned? Is it because we don't pass like it at all? So the Nimuke HaGriv in Hilchos Rotzeach over there says the Rambam in general doesn't bring those halachas that relate to sakana that's not al derech hateva. The Rambam's concern for sakana is only when it's al derech hateva, when it's biderech segula or something like that. The Rambam does not quote such sakanas. Nimuke HaGriv quotes this idea from the Mishnah LeMelech. Problem is, we have a Mishnah LeMelech, we open a Mishnah LeMelech, we don't find that the Mishnah LeMelech even deals with this issue. So it's unclear which Mishnah LeMelech he's quoting from. So that is also something to keep in the back of our minds, that as we're going through this issue, it's not a halacha that appears in Rambam or Shulchan Aruch. So even if you want to take it seriously, that would give us a more of a reason to look at it with more lenient glasses. You know, when we're looking for the kulas, so even if normally we'd be machmir misafek, especially on a davar shel sakana, but if it's not even mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, more of a reason to be mekel. So what taka are the heterim that are out there? The Yerushalmi writes that it's only in a bayis ofel, only in a dark house. And Stechemet, the Buchacher, the Ritzina Rebbe, the Chuvas Ber Moshe, Chel Gimelson Memhei, all hold that that is correct, that it's only in a dark house, that one way to solve this problem is that there's no issue whatsoever if you turn on a little lamp in the room or a light in the hallway or something that allows light to come into the room, then there is no issue whatsoever of sleeping alone in a house. It's based on Gemara Brachas Daf Mem Gimel and Beis, where the Gemara Brachas says that fire is like having another person there, so that would solve the problem. They quote from the Chaznish and Dina van Hagas of Chaznish that he was machmir, that he thought even having a light in the room would not be enough. A second potential kula, the Eish Lavrami Bachach, again in Simin, Reish Lamites and Arachayim, says that only, that's Rav Avram Davami Bachach, says that only Yeshinas Keva is a problem. But Yeshinas Rei, taking a nap, you don't have to worry. So you go home in the middle of the day, and the house is empty because your parents are at work, and your siblings are at school, and you know, you're in college, so you're not doing anything. So you just go home in the middle of the day, and the house is empty. You want to take a nap? Okay, you can take a nap, but not Yeshinas Keva. I don't know, sometimes our naps are Yeshinas Keva, you know, just a 4-hour nap today. That's longer than, you know, certainly longer than Rosh Hashiva sleeps at night. So like you have to, okay. But the Eshel Rav Mibachach says that that only a Sheinas Keva would be problematic. He then goes on to say, and this is the big kula, he says, oh, and this whole issue is only if there's no mezuzah. But when you have a mezuzah there to protect you, then it's not going to be a problem. Whoa, that's a game changer. But it seems that he's alone in this, the Eshel Rav Mibachach. Kafa Chaim and Rav Nyam Zilber and others disagree. And they say, no, the Gemara is talking about a normal house where you have a mezuzah, and still the Gemara assumes that it's problematic. Fourth leniency is Stechemen writes, and this is also a significant kula, that it's only a problem if the house is isolated. Meaning yechidi means that the house is yechidi, that the house is not part of a neighborhood, it's not biyishuv, it's not together with other houses. And the Zohar seems to agree that during the daytime that would be enough of a reason to be mekel, but at night, even within the neighborhood, the Zohar is machmir. They bring a raya from the Gra. In Maaser Rav, it says that the Gra allowed sleeping in the sukkah all alone because Shomer Mitzvah Le'ed Davara. When you're doing a mitzvah, nothing bad is going to happen to you. So since a person sleeping in sukkah is doing a mitzvah, so that's why he's going to be protected even if he's all alone. So as some of the Achronim suggest, where's your sukkah? It's in the neighborhood, it's right near your house, it's not yechidi, so it seems that the Gra held that having an isolated house is not enough. You needed the Shomer Mitzvah heter. The Gra needed the Shomer Mitzvah to allow sitting in the sukkah. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it can't mean that yechidi can't be going in the house. It has to be going in the person, because it would have said yechidis, not yechidi, if it was going in the house. And furthermore, the Rif's lashon is very clear that it's going on the person, that the person is alone, not the house, because the Rif says you're not supposed to sleep babayis balayla yechidi. Now, if he wanted to say that the house is alone, it should be babayis yechidi balayla. But he says, "Babayis balayla yechidi." So it sounds like this heter of being in a neighborhood is not a widely accepted heter. But again, it's at least a sniff. So what do we have as far as snifim lahakel? We have the idea that our homes generally have mezuzahs on them. We have the idea that it's that our homes generally are in neighborhoods; they're not in middle of nowhere. Certainly, if you have a light on, then there's no machlokas. There's very little machlokas. Then almost everyone would agree. So you have all of these different snifim, and then you add that to the fact that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch don't even quote it. So it would seem that one has plenty to be mekel on to go to sleep alone. But then there's another significant kula, and that is that the Gemara says Asur Lishon Bebayis Yechidi. It doesn't say Becheder yichidi. So if you have your own room, but there's someone else in the house, so maybe that would be good enough. So this is a major machlokas aposkin. Magen Avraham quotes the Maril that bebayis really means becheder, that you're not even allowed to sleep in your own room. He quotes that the Maril used to have, he would insist on having a roommate. I don't know, I guess if his wife wasn't home, or if he, I don't know if he was married, or if his wife died or something, but he would insist on having a roommate, having someone in the room. But the Shaar HaTzion points out that you don't need to have someone in the room. You can leave the door ajar. You can leave the door open a little bit, though he acknowledges, Shaar HaTzion acknowledges, that the minig is to be mekel. Shaar HaTzion points out that if there's a woman in a different room in that house, then you can close the door, and you should close the door, because there would be otherwise an Isser of Yichud. It would be an Isser of Yichud to leave the door open. And Shomer Mitzvah le'yedavara, that if you're doing a mitzvah, you're observing the mitzvah of Yichud, don't worry, nothing bad is going to come about. You don't have to worry about Mazikin when you're protecting yourself from the Isser Yichud. To me, that was significant. That comment is significant in two important ways. Number one, Shomer Mitzvah le'yedavara is not only about when you're doing a mitzvah like Sukkah, you're doing a mitzvah sasei. He's assuming it means even when you're avoiding a lo sasei, that no davara will come. It's not the zechus of a kiyum mitzvah, even when you avoid an iser like yichud. But even more significantly, you and a woman alone in a house, she's in one room, you're in another room, you close the door, and that's enough to save you from an iser yichud. That's what it seems that he's saying, that the Shaar HaTzion is saying. That is a very great chiddush. I remember I had this idea a number of years ago where I thought that the definition of yichud is being in the same room as the other person. It may be a terrible idea to be in the same house in different rooms, but the definition of yichud, I thought, and I thought I had many, many rayos to this, and I went and I brought it to Rav Schechter, and he told me that I am crazy. He told me that it is not true at all, that everything I was saying was wrong. But I'm still not, like, I know it's a lack of anivus, but I'm still not convinced that I'm, like, totally wrong over here about this issue, that the definition of yichud might be about being in a room. This comes in handy if you buy it, if you're into this idea, when there's a housekeeper in the house and you come home and she's the only one that's home. So it is an issur of yichud midrabanan with a guy. So go to your room and close the door. Might be a hetter. Again, the Shach said no, so you shouldn't rely on it. But still, okay. So that's that's what the Shaar HaTzion suggests. In Rav Nevenzel's Mishabura, he writes that if you're alone in a room, it's good enough to just not lock the door. That if you don't lock the door, that's considered that you're not alone. The Aruch HaShulchan says, no, just having someone else in the house is fine. You don't need to have someone else in your room with you. It's bebayis, it's not becheder. Some of the Achronim quote that, some of the very Achronim quote that Rav Yashav agrees with that. Rav Yashav also thought just having someone else in the bayis. So, l'chora, anyone who has their own room, who's fortunate to live in such a big house that they have their own room, I don't think you have so much to worry about. Between all of these heterim that we can put together, I don't think you have so much to worry about in terms of sleeping alone in a room at night.